Here they come, though. Down the right-hand side, Van der Parra, he's got three defenders around him. Chips the ball to Edwards! Oh, lovely! Well, Wolves didn't get the free kick a couple of moments ago, but they've taken the lead anyway. Van der Parra back in the side this afternoon with a beautiful ball from the right-hand side. And it's Dave Edwards, ever so reliable, gets a goal. Half an hour gone. Wolves 1, Wigan 0. Yeah, it's Maloney standing over the free kick. Wigan looking to respond after Wolves take the lead. Maloney with the free kick to the back post, and Wigan do indeed respond immediately. It's been headed into the back of the net. I think it's James Perch, the fullback at the back post. Maloney with the right-footed free kick, and it's headed home. Wolves 1, Wigan 1. They only led for 1 minute, Wolves. Cowie gets it to Taylor on the left-hand side. Chance to get the ball in the box. He does indeed towards Fortuné. Bounces past him, then he gets a second bite to the cherry, and he's fired it into the top corner of the net. Wigan take the lead in first half injury time. You have to put that down to a slight defensive mistake. The cross came in from Taylor on the left-hand side, slipped through the legs of the Wolves defender. Fortuné then, no mistake, fired it into the top right-hand corner. And right at the death in first half injury time, Wigan have taken the lead. Wolves 1, Wigan 2. Corner kick in front of the south bank from the left-hand side. And it's Scott Goldbourne who's taking it into the near post. Edwards, he misses it. Doherty then swings and misses. Moussako! Into the bottom left-hand corner! It was a training ground attempt. It didn't quite come off. It was a left-wing corner. Doherty actually missed it after Edwards dummied it, but luckily it ran through to Bakary Sakho on the edge of the penalty area, and he slotted it calmly into the bottom left-hand corner. Wolves are back in this game after 63 minutes. It's Wolves 2, Wigan 2.
Kenny, had to settle for a draw in the end. Your reaction to that?
I thought it was a good performance, and we showed a lot of quality, a lot of spirit, particularly in the second half when we were 2-1 down, and looked as if, you know, we had the tempo and got the crowd behind us to be able to go on and win the game. That wasn't the case, but if you're looking at us over the last three games, we've given away 8 goals in 3 games, and we're disappointed with that because you can't realistically expect to get too many points when you're doing that. There's aspects of our play, our quality, our spirit is very good. So we want to base those things on the good things we're doing, improve and eradicate the mistakes that we're making.
Yeah, first of all, talking about those mistakes, and it looked like it was very frustrating in the first half, especially when you take the lead and then give it away again a minute later.
Yeah, they're disappointing goals. There is no doubt about that, and you know we'll be looking at that. We'll be working hard to improve it, and it's something. If we want to be successful, we know we have to eradicate. That said, there is a lot for us to base the season on. 11 games in, as we stand at the moment, we're 2 points off the top of the table, and it's been a solid and optimistic start for a new club coming into this division.
Yeah, Marc-Antoine Fortuné caused you a lot of trouble. You were probably glad to see the back of him when he went off, but then again, they brought on a good striker in Andy Doyle.
Yeah, of course, and you see Wigan with the very recent parachute money that is, spending very, very freely. So, you know, we understand that, but we weren't embarrassed today. We played very well, and I felt for long periods looked the better side.
Yeah, the response in the second half was very good, as you say, and you could have won it. Dave Edwards with a good header, saved well by Carson, and Doherty hit the bar, so there were chances there to win the game.
Yeah, there were, and you know, we did very well, and you know, we're frustrated not to win the game. We know we need to improve in certain aspects if we are to be successful, but we're one of a number of clubs, as you know, we go into the second international break, that are within touching distance of the top. We're in a good position and we have to capitalise on it.
Nwadiko ran himself ragged again, literally ran himself into the ground and had to go off at the end. Is he okay?
Yeah, I think it would be a little bit of cramp, but I don't think there's anything that will affect him going forward.
And how do you assess going into this international break where you are at the moment? I'm sure a lot of Wolves fans will be happy with the start that you've made to the season.
We're optimistic for the future. We know where we need to improve and what we need to improve on. We've had a good look at this division, and you know, some of the boys just on the fringe will be chomping at the bit, and rightly so, because you know, it's a long season, and all of the players have to be ready.